Greetings, everybody. Pastor Buddy sitting in here with you this evening on WWCR, the Mighty Voice, transmitting Jewel of the South. We are live here on the second day of July. My, how time moves on swiftly in these last days. I'm telling you, it seems like one season comes and it just melts away into another season. And the first thing you know, the year is ended. And we're in a new year. Well, ladies and gentlemen, time will not continue. We're in part three now. You don't want to miss it. We want you to call a neighbor and a friend and tell them at the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy with part three tonight of global warming. We find this information is timely. Why? Because we are in the end time apocalyptic hour for the world. These are frightening winds from hell which are blowing, and the elect themselves are allowing themselves to be carried away with these things that are coming up on the end time terminal generation. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're also very excited about the connection to our internet connection to computer download. If you'll just go to www.wcr.com and click on the transmitter number 3, you can listen to us tonight on Clear Channel internet connection on your computer download. So we're thankful to have that optional avenue of approach that you may listen in to the Shepherd's Call. So if you got friends that don't have a shortwave, but they do have computer connecting abilities, why, we suggest that you tell them about our program, which is designed especially for Jacob, Israel, and mine. You see, the 12 tribes of Jacob, Israel, scattered abroad, the great people, a family in the earth of the royal priesthood and the bloodline affiliation from the veins of Jacob. That's who, two, and four, what this message is all about. And we do not want to be caught up in the end times with those in the eating, drinking, and being merry mode when we are actually living in the apocalyptic hour of the last days. Now, the Bible said fearful signs and perilous times as we are being caught up with the reports of wars, rumors of wars. You know, ladies and gentlemen, we have been led down the a pathway of slaughter, wars designed by the rich, the powerful, the war machines. It's good for industry. It's good for business. I hate to say that, but it's true. And most of the wars that have been fought, especially World War I, World War II, World War III, and then all of the little wars, we call them these little excursions that have popped up, the Korean War. If you were in the 50s fighting in Korea, you wouldn't think it was just a little excursion. You would think it was all-out hell upon the earth because many of our brothers died on the battlefields there and are still buried in some instances there on the slopes of South Korea and North Korea. Many bodies never was recovered, and we know that some of the prisoners were taken deep into the heart of China. These are evil people, and we should not, I'm telling you, Wally World, Walmart is making a literal fortune off of the expense of our enemies feeding us the information and the prosperity that we're getting in these days. We should be more selective. The Bible said have nothing to do with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. We're living in a time when our living Messiah is soon to come back. If you've ever noticed that the Mayan calendar, and I've spoke about this in the past, that it ends, the date that it ends is very interesting, and I'd like to inject right here one more time. It'll be on December the 21st in 2012 at 11:11. And if you are one of the many that 11:11 just keeps popping up in your vision field, you're not alone. I'm telling you, this is a time to look at, that we may just beginning to enter into a new phase for the last days. Matter of fact, I was fasting and praying several years ago, 1991, I believe it was. In that year, I'd done a lot of fasting and praying, and I was given a vision, a prophetic vision of a great change. I saw this giant eagle take a tall branch of a cedar tree, and the weight of this giant eagle, it landed on this great evergreen tree. The tree actually shook by the weight of the bird. That's how big it was. And then when that happened in my vision, a voice spoke to me very clearly and said, "Brother Buddy, you are seeing a new phase for the last days." And since then, I have been fascinated with the end time scenarios that we're living in. And December the 21st in 2012 at 11:11, we're going to have, and that's on, by the way, the winter solstice, we're going to have a change. I believe that will be the time of a great eagle. This eagle is an information eagle. You see, we've been blinded for 2,520 years, but there's going to be an awakening. The people that are asleep, as Jacob Israel, according to the 11th chapter of the book of Romans, while we sleep, then our enemy, which is wide awake, which knows its enemy, and its enemy is Jacob Israel, ladies and gentlemen, there is only two forces that you've got to deal with in the world. One of those forces is light. The light force has been very dim for the last 2,520 years. Did you know that when Yahweh was the principal king over his royal priesthood nation, when he orchestrated and set them up in a land of milk and honey, that they murmured and complained, they wanted a king, they wanted to be like the heathen nations around them, and therefore God, through their lusting, their murmuring and complaining, he gave them up to their vile affections and to worship these gods which are not gods, the gods of silver, stone, and the gods of the materials, and that's where we've been locked. For the last 4,000 years, a punishment has been inflicted upon the seed of Jacob. And for a reason, and the last days is the warning signs. Christ gave us the warning signs in the book of Matthew chapter 24, where we started. Now, we're going to talk about global warming. What is it to our people and our nation? Did you know that the Bible says that there's coming a time when if Yahweh don't intervene and come from heaven with a shout of an archangel and give this giant eagle wings and breath of the neshama, meaning the spirit of life, back to its people, the Bible says that there would be none of Jacob Israel's seed. Well, here we go now in the part three of the global warming series, and I'd like to start on the continent of Africa and show you the final countdown that we're having here in the times of trouble, such as the world has never seen. Now, why would we think that the earth is warming up? All of the scientific evidence supports the fact that the earth is actually warming up. Now, why? Well, there's a reason, ladies and gentlemen, that the earth is warming up, and we have given you the indicators of what's happening. The heat waves and periods of unusually warm weather. Ocean warming, sea levels rising and coastal flooding, glaciers melting, Arctic and Antarctic at the poles, the opposite poles, spreading disease, earlier spring arrival, plant and animal range shifts and population changes, coral reef bleaching, downpours, heavy snowfalls, or the lack of either, flooding, or parched drought and far area. You see, our whole west is burning. The whole east is flooded underwater. And somewhere in between, you have a weather pattern change. It cannot go unnoticed here in North America and Europe, where science is strongly suggesting, and it exhibits the highest density of indicators, and they've made a great effort in recent years to document the early impacts of global warming on other continents. Now, if it's true that disease is spreading, and it is, if it's true that world resources are being exhausted, I mean, look at FEMA, our savior. What a joke. The government, which said it was fully prepared to answer the hurricane that hit down in the Gulf of Mexico, across into New Orleans and the low-lying areas and in Mississippi and Alabama. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about billions of dollars in lost revenue and resources and materials, which will probably, in a way, never, never, never be replaced. Now you say, well, just give us 10 years, the government said. Well, ladies and gentlemen, they could not. There is people today, this almost a year, it will be, and people are still displaced. The garbage and the filth and the stench of dead bodies and dead animals is still rotting on the coastal areas of where these massive storms have come in. These heavy downpours, these winds, somebody is in the wind and in the whirlwind. The Bible said if we sow to the wind, we'll reap a whirlwind. Did you know that the facts are that we do not have any defense against the offense of our Creator? And you say, well, Pastor Buddy, are you saying that Yahweh is bringing about the end time scenario? Well, actually, he is. Don't you know that the Bible says that in the last days we will have a time of trouble such as the world has never seen? And the word terror, it is used in the Bible. And Yahweh says, if my people, which are called by my name, will not humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and will not obey my commandments, then I will appoint terror over them. Well, we're scared to get on an airplane. We're scared to get on an automobile. Drive-by shootings increasing. Maniacs running up and down the road. Dope addicts that have been taken in by the pharmaceutical nature of evil witchcraft. Our young sons and daughters are laying naked in the streets. Homosexuality is on the increase. Unprecedented rapes and murders. Just as it was in the days of Noah, we have the impact of the fingerprints of Almighty Yahweh coming upon a nation of unsuspecting people. Did you know the Bible says that as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man? Did you know that the Bible says as it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, that it will be just like it was then when they knew not until the time of the door of the ark, which was the safety valve of escape, that after that door closed, there was no escaping. And you can rest assured that since the beginning of the Industrial Revolution, atmospheric concentrations of carbon dioxide have increased 30%. Methane concentrations have more than doubled, and nitrous oxide concentrations have risen by 15 to 20%. These increases have enhanced the heat-trapping capabilities of Earth's atmosphere. And sulfate arsenals and a common air pollutant cool the atmosphere by reflecting light back into space. And we now have a situation where we're trapped in what is called the greenhouse gas concentration effects. Scientists generally believe that the combustion of fossil fuels and other human activities are the primary reason for the increased concentration of carbon dioxide, plant respiration, and the degrading of the organic matter that releases more than 10 times the CO2 released by human activities. But these releases have generally been in balancing. And during the centuries leading up to the Industrial Revolution, with carbon dioxide absorbed by terrestrial vegetation and the oceans being able to filter this pollution that we've given into it, and now the earth is tired. The earth is lashing out. Signs in the weather, changes in the atmosphere, changes in the weather patterns. And what has changed in the last few hundred years is the additional release of massive amounts of carbon dioxide by human activities. Fossil fuels burned to run cars and trucks to heat homes and businesses when we have the technology to do away with the fossil fuels, and cars that could run and get at least 100 miles to the gallon, we prefer to go with the technology of the giant fuel-producing companies that bring money to the politicians that give in and keep the patents under wraps and in secret. I know of many patents that would increase our fuel percentage by at least 50% are not allowed on the market. What's wrong? They want us to consume, and that's Satan's plan, is to kill, steal, and destroy. Estimating future emissions has become very difficult, but the projection is that we will have a heating up of planet Earth from anywhere to 3 to 4 degrees in less than 50 years. So, ladies and gentlemen, you say, well, what's the problem here? Because the Bible says that men will eat and drink and be merry, and the Bible said they knew not the time of their visitation. And just like it was in the days of Noah, we have sat idly by, and we have sent congressmen and senators and crooked politicians to run our affairs and government exchange when we should have no king but Yahweh, and honor and keep his laws and live the simple things, the simple life. And there will be a time when these concentrations of greenhouse gases are likely to accelerate at the rate of the climate change. They expect that the average global surface temperature could rise 5 degrees Fahrenheit in the next 50 years, as I said. And if that happens, we are in for sudden destruction. For the Bible says, and with these saviors, just like FEMA promised, we'll be your savior. And then they gather the people up in, of all places, the Superdome, and then the stench, because they didn't have any way of getting rid of the raw sewage, and the things that came about by the impact of the hurricanes and the giant storms. By, you say, well, but it's just natural. God is not in this, the eternal. Where is the promise of his coming? And that's what the Bible said that man would say in the last days, that we are in the end time, a terminal, a generation, when they will run to and fro, seek rest, and they will find none. And they will be just exactly like the Bible described, that people will be eating and drinking. What are we eating today? Are we eating wholesome, organic, life-producing enzyme foods, or are we caught up in the quick Big Macs and the polluted food of genetically modified potato and tomato, all the vegetables that look so enticing, the polished apples with their wax to make them shine when they're full of concentrations of the poison pollutants to keep the pestilence that Yahweh has created through this global warming. We have species that are coming up on that even our scientists can't even tell. They are micro-resistant to any type of a thing that man can throw against them, and they're increasing, and they actually just get fat on the poisons that we spray. Instead of killing them, they thrive. It kills the victims that it's intended to kill, and that is man, as we eat, drink, and be merry. And the Bible says the end time generation will be given to appetite. They will be eating. Did you know that 40% of the world's population is overweight, obese, to the point that they have serious health consequences? Did you know that if we sow to the winds, we will reap the whirlwind that Yahweh said he would bring upon the nations of the world, and to see if they would repent? Did you know that AIDS is a plague? And did you know, the truth be known, that it is man-generated and orchestrated for the very purposes of destroying the population? You say, well, Pastor Buddy, what would they do that for? Nobody would dare invent a virus or a disease that would cripple or maim or kill the people. Did you know that the pharmaceutical industry laughs all the way to the bank? Did you know that fossil fuel producers laugh all the way to the bank at the expense of those who have to breathe the carbon monoxide? where the gas is trapped and become carbon dioxide, where we have the greenhouse warming effect, and where we have the permafrost and the ice shelves melting at an alarming rate. Did you know that the oceans have risen in the last 50 years, 4 to 8 inches? And that if the trend continues and we warm to 5 degrees, which is a distinct possibility within your lifetime, that it will be devastating and the apocalyptic series of events of Matthew chapter 24 will be a sure sign that there will be no flesh saved unless there's an intervention, that Satan and his demons, these evil ones, through lust and greed, care not for the health of the individual, but to fatten their bank accounts, their Swiss accounts, their hidden accounts, their slush funds. Did you know that most governments are thriving with the books cooked on top and large sums of trust money hidden beneath where the public eye never views? Did you know that we have the ability to have wind power, solar power, and yet today we prefer the fossil fuel powers of the U.S. energy policy and all policies of the world likening to it, that all it takes is one devastating event to bring down the grid system of the electrical system of the United States? It's happened before. It will happen again. Oceans are heating up. We have filled our oceans with filth. We have overfished. We've taken the scavengers, the sharks, and the unclean, and we've eaten them when they were to keep the oceans clean and filtered. Our permafrost, as I've said, is beginning to melt. Spring is coming quicker, and winter is coming quicker. Did you know that on the ski slopes of Vail, Colorado, that they are now 2 weeks later in the season before that they can invite guests in the resorts where the rich and the powerful wait for Mother Nature to lay them down a powder that they can ski to their glee, where they can eat, drink, and be merry in these high, expensive areas? And now there's some devastating news for those who would plan their vacations, have to prolong and end them before they should. You know why? Global warming. Polar bears are now turning cannibalistic. I repeat that. Polar bears at the North Pole are now so strapped for food from the natural food chain that has long been their habitat that they are now turning cannibal and eating their own. Why? Because they're hungry. Glaciers are melting. Elephants are going berserk. Great herds of elephants on the African plains, where Africa is one of the hot spots and has long since had the beginning effect. It happens in Africa, ladies and gentlemen, that the last 50 years they have endured devastating drought conditions coming soon to a dust bowl near you. Coming soon to a flooded plains near you. Coming soon to hell that will weigh up to 100 pounds. You think that golf ball size hell is extreme? Wait until you see what Mother Nature and the wrath of the Almighty God has got in store for these ozone depleting pollution given demons that care not to save the earth, but through their lust and their greed, run to riot in the daytime, seeking pleasure, lovers of self more than lovers of Yahweh. Poverty. people literally are starving to death in Mexico. Literally starving to death in Mexico City. 20 million people live in the slums of Mexico City. No wonder they're seeking a better life north of the border. We cannot build the fence high enough or deep enough or wide enough to prevent the mass exodus of starving masses. And they'll come in like the caterpillar and the cankerworm, and they'll eat the grains of the fields, and they'll eat the vegetables. Instead of picking them, they're going to be eating them. Ladies and gentlemen, we have now taken up so much of the rural farm areas of America and blacktopped it and high-rised it till we have built the tower to ascend into heaven. We shall be brought down to hell without reservation. We will pay for the sins because we are in a global warming effect where the Bible says that the sun will intensify because of the ozone pollution depletion effects. The sun's deadly harmful rays will penetrate deeper and deeper into the permafrost and into the poles. They shall melt the sheets of ice, which is by nature, Mother Nature providing a system in the chain of the ecosystem whereby we have a proper balance. We're all out of balance. The world, the earth, is like a drunken man going to and fro, wobbling on its axis, when we have atmospheric drought. We have ozone holes, we have poverty, we have terrorism, we have the solar max to the max, and the sun getting hotter. We have resources dwindling to the point that we cannot answer the call for a sick, sin-sick society that demands that its government provides them adequate care and protection. Well, what's a government to do when the tsunamis roll in? Can they hold back the giant 35-foot waves that will wash as high as 15 to 18 mile inland and cover and rip out the buildings and sweep the people so far out into the Pacific and the Atlantic oceans? The winds that come across the earth now blowing at such a velocity that it's actually literally blowed cars for miles in the wrath of the breath of the nostrils of Almighty God. Nuclear power, climate changes, pipelines, pumping out all the energy, using the fossil fuels to make fortunes. Does a gas company need all that money? Honey, they have billions of dollars converted to gold buried beneath the vaults of New York. Right there, ladies and gentlemen, is the root of all evil. It's the love of money. And our nation, our economies, are built around the quest and the lust and the pursuit of money. We won't recycle anything. We don't have time. We create more garbage per square mile than we can almost bury. We have paved and made parking lots of the high rises on our farmland. We have taken the average poor farmer and set him out in the streets where he cannot feed his family, let alone feed others, when we used to be the breadbasket of the world, and now all we are is we are a pleasure-seeking basketball and football and golf and tennis and hockey. We are a nation of pleasure seekers. We have quit farming the land. We have quit doing the righteous things, letting the land rest. We're going to pay for our sins. You can believe that. We are in the days of trouble. Building is multiplying. Did you know that U.S. sources of energy production says that fossil fuels now make up 86% of our national usage? Did you know that we only use 8% nuclear power and hydroelectric is only 2%, biofuels is only at 3%, geothermal fuels are at 0.5%, wind farms are less than 0.1%, and solar is less than 0.1%. Fossil fuels far outweigh these other things that we're using to destroy the ecosystem of not only our nation, because you see, Canada, our northern friends, have long complained about the acid rain that we're sending their way. Earth is on the verge of an ecological apocalypse. The result of the destruction and the deterioration of our ecosystems now is at its peak. With the possibilities that that peak will invent another peak to a degree and to another degree and to another degree and to another degree until we reach a 5-degree increase of what we've got now. And then, the Bible says, we will have what is irreversible damage to the Earth's ecosystems. We're creating an irreversible domino effect. We're cutting down the rainforest, the filtration of the greenery, to purify the oxygen that we breathe. There's more respiratory illnesses. We have those in airplanes right above our heads as we speak, spraying ungodly concentrations of pure, wicked, evil sin right up on our heads. And we think it's chemtrails following the jet stream of the plane. Ladies and gentlemen, no wonder we're blind. We sat blindly by and watched the attack of the Twin Towers. When the building was hit by, they say, the plane, she pancaked down just like she had been set to do, with explosives set properly, because all of our experts in demolition says that she was wired to blow. The Pentagon was never hit with a 300-foot wingspan commercial aircraft. It was hit with a cruise missile with a 16-foot gapping hole, which is appropriate for a cruise missile. Witnesses, eyewitnesses, the films, the security cameras around the area, all of them were confiscated. The Pentagon was cordoned off and no one in private investigation teams were allowed in. The same crew that hauled away the debris of 9-1-1 hauled away the debris of New Orleans. Ladies and gentlemen, something's wrong when we do not have the investigative wing of the people operating to answer these questions. Where's the wings? Where is the debris? You say, oh, Pastor Buddy, I saw some up there. ladies and gentlemen, with great power comes great responsibility. The United States has 4% of the world's population, and yet the United States uses 34% of the Earth's natural resources. It is incumbent upon the world's larger emitter of greenhouse gases that the United States of America take the leadership role in saving the planet. You think we're going to do it? Ladies and gentlemen, we're too busy fighting in foreign land for the fossil fuels that we went in there to get, and we're not through. National security at stake? Do we have to go over there to a little nation and use the excuse that she was manufacturing weapons of mass destruction when they found none? Do you think that they had ink on their face that was red, or do you think they had ink on their face that was green? I would opt for the latter, because they have made literally a fortune of stolen revenues of treasures from beneath the sands where Yahweh prophesied that Asher would dip his foot in oil. Ladies and gentlemen, civil rights in America and Europe are bound to human rights in the rest of the world, the right to live like a decent human being. But these thoughts are expensive. They're going to cost us. Are you ready to pay the price? Is America still a great ideal as well as a great country? Are we not able to discipline ourselves? Are we not able to set our own house in order without having to cross land and sea to set other houses in order? Did you know that we are a terminal in time apocalypse as a result of the destruction and irritation of our planet? We are in a point where we are reliant upon fossil fuels, natural gas, coal and oil. All of this being harmful to the environment. The conventional energy sources of oil and coal and natural gas and nuclear power are accompanied by problems of air and water pollution, resource depletion, and the greenhouse effect, all of which are becoming increasingly unacceptable and unaffordable. Our future generations will pay, not through their nose, but through their heart. They shall weep. They shall mourn. And they shall not be delivered. We are now the terminal end time generations of victims of our own self. Terrorism. You can't travel without fear. You can't sleep at night without fear. We're now suspecting that a nuclear blast could go off with a satchel, a nuclear satchel bomb, as they call it, a briefcase nuclear weapon capable of destroying major cities and wreaking havoc. No wonder we are in the terminal generation. No wonder that Matthew chapter 24 has become so prophetic that our Father knew beyond of a shadow of a doubt that we would be the end time generation. Did you know that all these things have been prophesied? Did you know that we are in what is described as the impact generation, when all these things are going to come upon us? Did you know that we are in for a time of trouble such as the world has never seen? Did you know that things are not going to get any better, but going to get worse? You say, well, Pastor Buddy, why preach? Why worry about it? If we are the end time generation, let's just face up and let her go. Well, let me show you something. The Bible says for the watchman on the wall to cry out. You see, the watchman and the people that wouldn't listen are going to become both victims, because it's going to rain on the just and the unjust. Now, let's look at the fingerprints of global warming. I gotta hurry. In central England, cold days are declining and hot days is increasing. They kept these records since 1972. 1995 brought 26 days above 68 degrees versus an average of 4 days per year since 1972. So from 4 days on an average, we have increased the warming to better than 26 days. That's a difference of 22 days. In the Caucasus Mountains, where our people crossed, half of all glacier ice has disappeared in the last 100 years, and projected in the next 20 years, all of it will be gone. Now, let me repeat that. In the Caucasus Mountains of Russia, where your forefathers trudged through the glacial retreats of that beautiful country, half of all glacial ice disappeared in the last 100 years. Austria, one of the most beautiful countries in the world. Record glacial retreat. Emergence of a frozen Stone Age mummy from a melting glacier in the Alps indicates that glacial ice is more reduced today than at any time during the past 5,000 years. When mummies that have been there for thousands of years slide out of the ice shelf at the melting of the glaciers in Austria. In Spain, half, listen to this now, half of glaciers present in 1980 are gone. Let me repeat that. In Spain, half of the glaciers present in 1980 measured are now gone. Half of them. What do you think if the Earth warms up 4 to 5 degrees in the next 50 years? What do you think we're going to have left, ladies and gentlemen? We're going to have a catastrophic, uncontrollable, out-of-control Earth that will reel to and fro like a drunken man. In Southeast Europe and Middle East, widespread heat wave. Since July-August 2000, temperatures reached as high as 111 degrees. In locations across Turkey, Greece, Romania, Italy, Bulgaria, and the central Middle East, 100-year records for daily maximum temperatures were broken at more than 75% of the observing stations reporting in July. For America, we are experiencing the same trouble. 2000 was the hottest summer of the century. 2000. Jordan reported the longest stretch of summer heat in its 77-year record-keeping history. Continental Europe warmed up by 1.4 degrees during the past century, with the last decade being the warmest on record. Denmark and Germany. Warmest October on record. German temperatures were as much as 7 degrees above average. Ladies and gentlemen, you may not think that that's a lot, but I'm telling you, we are changing the literal face of nature upon this planet. Central England, warmest October on record. They've been keeping records for 343 years, and it's the warmest that they've kept. Greenland, I told you about this in part two. Rapid thinning ice shelf. I've been there, ladies and gentlemen. I know that we have contributed to the warming, and these driven factors include an increased melting during summers, high snow accumulation rates feeding the outlet glaciers, and increased rates of melting at the bottom of the glaciers due to ocean warming. We're in for it, ladies and gentlemen, unless we get a hold. Arctic Ocean, decreasing ice thickness. Ice thickness at 29 stations measured by submarine sonar decreased by an average of more than 4 feet in 20 years. 4 feet reduction of the ice on the Arctic Oceans. And you don't think that we're going to pay for our sins. Temperature reconstruction from tree rings, ice cores, and other long-term records indicate that the 20th century was the hottest on record. Arctic Ocean decrease in ice cover. Satellite measurements indicate that the area of the ice covering has decreased by 7% since 1978. Did you know in the United Kingdom that toad frogs were spawning early, 9 to 10 days early over a 17-year period. Birds was laying eggs early. Leafing of the oak trees from the earliest leafing dates occurred in the past decade. What do you mean? That means that nature is out of balance, ladies and gentlemen. In Austria, the plants retreat up the mountains over 70 to a 90-year period. The alpine plants in the Austrian and Swiss Alps moved higher up the mountain slopes in response to the increased average annual temperatures. Butterflies, their ranges have been decreased dramatically. We are in for problems such as the world has never seen. Are we going to change, Pastor Buddy? No, we're going to get worse and worse. Well, what are you preaching for? Well, because the Bible says for the watchman to cry out, let the voice of the prophets speak to my people. And if my people will hear and turn from their wicked ways, we need to quit running after the materials. We need a change of heart, a change of objectives. Canada has the warmest summer on record. 1998, and temperatures have increased since then by more than 5.4 degrees. Canada, Montana, no sub-zero days in 1997 for the first time ever recorded. Little Rock, Arkansas, the hottest May on record in 1998. Texas, deadly heat wave in the summer of 1998 claimed more than 100 lives in the region when the temperatures were over 105 degrees on an average of 7 days. Eastern USA, 1999, more than 250 people died as a result of a heat wave that gripped much of the eastern two-thirds, and now we're being flooded and inundated with storms up the eastern coast. Right through the breadbasket of America come the storms, and we're due for 6 or 7 more of these devastating, life-taking, material-destroying powers of a angry God that sits in the heavens. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in dire straits. The apocalyptic times of reckoning are here. The catastrophic results of the fingerprints of Almighty God is writing in the sands of time. Are you going to repent? Well, I hope so. If you would like to have our series that we have on the 3-part series of a global warming, you can write me tonight. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284. You'll see what kind of a prophet I am just a few years down the road. This message will ring true as a bell. Right now, most people are not concerned. They're going to keep on eating, drinking, and being merry, running to and fro. I mean, this is the weekend of July. The arteries of our nation's highways are clogged with gas-guzzling, polluting vehicles of people out to get their pleasure kicks on Route 66. Well, we're going to add 6 to that, and then we're going to have 666. And we're going to go back to the time of trouble such as the world has never seen. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box. Write me tonight for the 3-part series. I'll send them to you in the mail, first class. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284. That's 2284 New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now, do that. And if you'd like to call me tonight, I'm live on the second day of July. I am live. If you'd like to call me, simply call Pastor Buddy, area code 423-626-2172. Now, again, quickly, my address, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. You can call me. Area code 423-626-2172. If you'd like to support the Shepherd's Call, I have people say, Pastor Buddy, we've listened to you for a long time, and we're beginning to see that you're a man of vision. that you're a man of Yah and that you know what you're talking about. Well, I'm just a poor country boy that's trying to preach the gospel. I don't preach for a living. I preach for revelation truth. I preach for a warning. I'm a prophet sent for the last days to tell you that we are the terminal end time generation, and what we're doing to this planet will be taken out on us by the wrath of Almighty Yahweh. If you'd like to support those that support me, that would be Dr. Gary, 1-877-289-7439. That's Dr. Gary. Got a lot of things that you can talk to him about and order from his storehouse of things that would be beneficial. A man of great knowledge and a great concern and has much love in his heart for the truth. And he sponsors the Shepherd's Call. He makes up what you don't send to me that I get to send to the radio station. Dr. Gary always makes it up. Also, my good friend in Michigan is Brother Paul. We've talked to you times, and we get good reports about this STEM tech health information that I give you. I want you to know about it. I'll send you the information if you'll write me. Brother Paul will send you a CD if you will call him, and he will send you some written literature about our STEM tech technology. I'm telling you, it is STEM Enhanced. That's the name of it. It's trademarked. And there's wonderful results as it supports the natural release of adult stem cells. Man, we're getting good reports. You need to know about it for the last days to get your immune system up and running. And you'll feel better if you've got those vital things. You see, the Bible said to the joint and the marrow of the bone. Well, the marrow is where your stem cells are located. If you're deficient, or they've been depleted, and nature and the signs that I've talked about has depleted our life-giving force. No wonder we're lazy. No wonder we have no energy. No wonder that we eat more and have less energy because the fuels that we're consuming as producing nothing but tumors and cancers and fat cells with an obese generation of people. Call Paul. Tell him Pastor Buddy sent you. 1-800-253-2748. That's 1-800-253-2748. A man that cares. Dr. Gary and Brother Paul are good friends of mine, and both of them love the Shepherd's Call and the ministry. So help us to support the Shepherd's Call. We'll keep bringing it to you as long as you hold my hands up. Ladies and gentlemen, I've got to get out of here. The old clock on the wall has caught up with me. And if you'd like to have, this is the final on global warming, the three-part series that we've done. We'll get it in the mail to you. And don't forget the four-part series of the ages that we just finished up a couple of weeks ago. You need to have that also. So if you'd like to have those, just write me, and I'll get them to you first-class mail. Give me a call tonight, area code 423-626-2172. I'll see you next week on WWCR, the transmitting jewel of the South around the world, right out of Nashville, Tennessee, live on the Shepherd's Call. Two arms, and Dixie. Advance the flag of